Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
With Sean Thornton, and Thornton got the mitts off quicker. Desjardins throws a couple lefts, a couple more lefts, and now Thornton throwing the left. Desjardins throws a left hand, swings, and may have caught the top of his helmet, went down. Now you got Richard Panik and Derek McKenzie in the near corner in the Panthers zone.
Peace,
swinging at one
love,
another.
Civility.
McKenzie throwing right hand. Panik has thrown a couple of rights, throws an uppercut and connects. McKenzie's lost his helmet.
To the hockey Panik game, I stayed for the boxing match that broke out. That happened like 2-3 times last night at the game. And I'll tell you what has triggered me to play this comment that I saw on maybe we can get rid of the Michael Jackson Heal the World music. Point taken. Okay, thank you.
I was waiting for We Are the World.
Well, that would have worked.
Is that coming up next half hour?
It would have worked just the same way. We Are the World, as long as I can smash your face into the ice, apparently. On Facebook, my friend Ralph writes, "I like watching hockey. I don't understand allowing players to fight. It's the only professional sport that allows it, and it doesn't set a very good example of professional sports, regardless of the tradition of it, or that's part of the sports. They need to grow up." And I gotta say, I agree with that. I really agree with that. I remember years ago getting into this discussion with David Kaplan, and he could not have disagreed with me more about this, because he says it's part of the game, big boy. It's part of what is professional hockey. And I agree with my friend Ralph on this. It's, why is it that if you get into a fight in any other sport, you're thrown out of the game immediately? Why is that? But hockey, it's not only okay, because when I was watching the highlights last night, I may have switched over, and the fight's going on and I'm watching, and the referee is standing there watching it, not even attempting to try to break it up. The other players are standing there, not even attempting to break up the fight, and these guys are wailing at each other like crazy.
And he was just an innocent bystander.
The ref is officiating the game. He's supposed to be keeping.
But he didn't break it up, or didn't try to break it up.
Didn't even attempt to get in between the two players in any way. Stood back. He stood back and let them fight it out. And what was really sick, and this made me think about, are we at the Roman Colosseum back in 700 BC? The people behind the glass, the spectators are cheering them on. Like, kill the guy. Kill him. They're banging on the glass. They're going crazy because two guys are wailing on each other like mad. Part of the game? That was the argument that I've had this discussion before. And the best that anyone could ever say to me was that this is part of the game. This is part of the tradition. Thank goodness they, part of the game wasn't pull handguns out of their gloves, and have a duel on the ice and, settle it that way. Because I guess that would be okay too. But it doesn't seem sportsmanlike. It certainly doesn't seem like today's hockey. It may seem like 1950s hockey. But as sophisticated as this game has become, as much more mainstream as hockey has become, as full of money as hockey has become, you think that they would have gone like every other sport, and said that when fisticuffs break out like this, when a fight, when a brawl, I don't even want to make it sound cute by calling it fisticuffs, when it's a street brawl that breaks out, gloves are off, it's knuckles on face here. when that breaks out, that the players are not ejected, and that there's more serious consequences for them to stop this from happening. Of course, if there are no consequences, if the referee is standing there, he's standing there. Let's see. Yeah, after the game, I think I'll go get a steak, and yeah, I'm kind of hungry. Oh, look, there's an attractive lady standing over there. Oh, yeah, just standing there. Well, of course, the players have no incentive to not fight. It's that you're virtually encouraging it, in my opinion. For something like that, Joey, what do you think? Because you work on a lot of our sports shows here. You produce a lot of our sports shows. You may have a different perspective on this.
I actually commented, and I agree with you as well. I think it's an interesting point. And what's another angle you see is with the Olympics. And the Olympics, in terms of hockey, the one perk is there's no commercials, so you get to watch fluid hockey for the 2 hours. But the other perk is there's no fighting. And it creates a tremendously more appealing game to watch.
That's what I think, too.
Yeah. And like you said, the game's evolved where it's much more athletic, it's much more fast-paced, where the entertainment on the ice is a lot more attractive and fun and exciting, which lends it to not really need the fighting aspect anymore.
Yeah. Do you think at one time it was an integral part of the game, the argument that has been made to me?
I think it was, because I think in a different time and age, the idea of settling differences through dueling it out was a big deal. And I also think the play of the game was very different, where you didn't have two-line passing. So a lot of the game was played in the middle of the ice. There wasn't much action. So to get you excited, a fight would be the biggest way to do it. Whereas now, you have players flying across the ice. The game's changed, and it's almost the big hitting exists, but it's moved on, really, from the fighting aspect in terms of being necessary.
Yeah, I sure would like to get some thoughts on this. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. The 847 on our text line here, what about the long-term effects on players' brains? How about that? I mean, we know so much more about that right now. Not that Gale Sayers got into fights, but it's the one that's currently in my mind that is so heartbreaking, the effects of professional on a professional athlete for unnecessary violence in their sport. Don't we take that into consideration with regard to these ridiculously violent brawls in the middle of a professional hockey game? 312-981-7200. A quick break, and we'll get to your calls next on WGN. Talking about fights breaking out during professional hockey games. Why is it the only professional sport where that still happens, is my question. 312-981-7200. Here's somebody is saying no other sport has fighting. How about boxing or wrestling? Okay, you know what I meant. A sport that is not exclusively about beating the crap out of another person. Those are obviously two exceptions. But if that's your best argument, I think you prove my point with that. Here's one that says, I think fighting in hockey has really gone down. It happens, but not the same scale as years ago. During the playoffs, fighting is frowned upon. Now, why would that be? Why would fighting be frowned upon during playoffs? It's okay to beat the crap out of somebody during the year, but not during the playoffs. That does not make sense to me. Here's another one that says, Dean, come on. Is this your agenda that you're pushing now? No, this is not my agenda I'm pushing now. This is a topic of conversation. It's two consenting adults fighting two grown men. Nobody's getting jumped from behind. What's next? Hugs and kisses after every hit? He says ridiculous. Well, I think your comment, honestly, is ridiculous. I think what should be next is what they do in baseball and basketball and in football. And when fights break out, the players are ejected. Every other professional sport, except boxing and wrestling, as you point out. 312-981-7200. Mike, hi, you're on WGN.
Hi, is this Dean?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here's my take on it. I've been watching hockey since I was a kid in the 50s and have noticed one glaring thing about hockey fights. when the fights break out, they are upright and they're on skates, so the blows are glancing. They can't get a good blow in.
Oh boy, did you see the game last night at all?
Yeah, yes, I did.
That looked like they were getting some pretty good, more than just glancing blows in.
Well, when you're on skates, trust me, put a pair of skates on and see if you can throw a punch.
Well, these guys.
Once the players fall to the ice, that is when blows can become dangerous, and that is when the referees definitely get involved and drag one off the other.
Listen to John Weideman from last night, and listen to how genteel this sounds.
Desjardins is going to drop him with Sean Thornton. And Thornton got the mitts off quicker. Desjardins throws a couple lefts, a couple more lefts. And now Thornton throwing the left. Desjardins throws a left hand, swings, and may have caught the top of his helmet, went down. Now you got Richard Panik and Derek McKenzie in the near corner in the Panther zone, swinging at one another. McKenzie throwing right hands. Panik has thrown a couple of rights, throws an uppercut and connects. McKenzie's lost his helmet. Panik throws a right over the top. Then another, and takes McKenzie down to the ice and throws a couple of lefts as McKenzie gets back up. And McKenzie swings with a couple of rights.
Sound like glancing blows to you?
Well, you know what? That's great theater, but again, once they go down to the ice, the refs got to drag one off the other, and invariably that is what happens. I wonder how many bruises resulted from all that nonsense yesterday.
I don't know. I didn't. You know, get a medical report. More than just two guys fighting, but the fighting going on. Everybody standing around like it's no big deal. The audience is cheering like they've just thrown Androcles to the lions in the Colosseum. Okay. And people are delighted that people are going to get hurt. That's what it looks. It just looks so unprofessional and uncivilized.
I
realize that some of you think that it's so great and it's fantastic.
I don't think it's great. I just don't think that they can hurt each other while they are upright on skates because they're on ice. And if you throw a punch, you're not going to have any effect.
You think there should be any penalty for that when the players decide that's the route to take?
I think maybe they should. But beyond that, again, once they go down to the ice, that's when it gets dangerous, and that's when the refs invariably get involved and they drag one off the other. Blah blah blah. It's a great game, and you have a great show.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate your call today. And here's Phil. You're on WGN. Hello.
Hey, Dean. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, here's the thinking in hockey as far as allowing the fights. There's not that many anymore as compared to the old days. There's not that many enforcers because of roster restrictions. So you're seeing the enforcers go away. But the only reason I think that they do still allow it is because if you didn't have that outlet, you would have a lot of retaliation through nasty stick work. You basically have players with weapons in their hands where you don't in other sports. So these guys will retaliate by doing some nasty stick work that wouldn't necessarily be caught by referees or wouldn't be penalized and could be really, really dangerous stuff.
Well, so I mean, in baseball, don't you have a pitcher throwing 100-mile-an-hour pitches at a guy where it's often considered to be retaliation, where they purposely hit a guy, and there is a penalty to pay for something like that. If a fight breaks out, the players are ejected from the game. They're not allowed to continue playing the game because they're no longer playing the game. They're acting like street thugs.
Yeah, but in baseball, you have one ball, one pitcher, one batter. In hockey, you've got five players on each side with sticks in their hands. You have three referees on the ice. And a lot of stick work goes unnoticed. So the thought is, and I don't agree
with
it at all.
Let them fight.
I'm open. I'm open either way. The thought is that let them have an outlet to where we don't have the nasty stick work because we can't catch all that.
Do you think there should be penalty for it? I get what you're saying. I hear 100% what you're saying. Penalty if fights break out to try to prevent them from happening?
Yeah, they could certainly regulate it a little bit tighter. Like I said, I think the prevailing thought amongst the league right now is that the fighting has really decreased and you don't have that many players that you could label enforcers anymore. So if you do have a player on your roster that's capable of fighting, he's also going to be a very good player.
Yeah.
And those guys, the coaches don't want those guys sitting in the penalty box. So I think over time it's going to probably weed itself out. And with the rules the way they are, with the two-line pass and everything else, the speed of the game right now, I think eventually it's going to take care of itself. You still have a few fights, but I think it's not a major problem because, yeah, the one like you had last night, you know, that people freak out when they see something like that, but that is certainly not the norm. And if you really wanted to tighten down out a little bit more, sure, you could penalize, you can give guys games for a fight, you know, majors are, might not dissuade them, but if you want to give them a game. But I think they feel that they need that outlet right now. And like I said, I think it's taking care of itself slowly over time.
Yeah, I don't know if you know Joey Gelman, my producer, also produces many of our sports shows on WGN. Have there been hockey players that have been diagnosed with the same kind of brain disorders that we mostly have heard about from professional football players? My point in asking this is that if that happens, and the same kind of action that has been threatened against the NFL was threatened against the NHL, I wonder if they would take excessive violence in their game more seriously.
Yeah, I've heard of cases of people bringing it up with the NHL, but with the NHL, you didn't always have helmets. So a lot of your players now that are of age, prior to the helmets coming into the league by mandate, those were the players that I've heard of. I haven't heard of any players that have been in the league after the helmets have been mandated that have brought that the whole concussion syndrome thing up. I haven't heard
it
that kind.
Yeah, and honestly, now that I think of it, the hockey players, they take their helmets off when the fighting starts anyway, right? So they can...
they fly off. Most of the time they fly off, they get ripped off, but what you try to do is you try to get your elbow pads off so you can get your arms moving good.
Mm.
Those are the and so that guys can't grab onto them. They'll grab your jersey. If they can't grab your elbow pad, then you're one step forward.
Yeah, Joey, what do you want to say, Joey?
I was just going to say, if you guys remember former Blackhawk Steve Montador, he played for the team a few years back. He passed away at 35 and was found to have had a bunch of issues with CTE. So he's at least one with a Chicago connection where if that starts to mount like the NFL, you can see a lot of these big lawsuits and big issues with, hey, wait a minute, we can't keep having all these fights that are directly aimed at punching people in the head when you're having players pass away at these young ages because they can't deal with the brain damage.
Yeah, I wonder if, you know, now that we know more about that, if that's an issue. And, you know, does the Players Association, unions, do they take this more seriously? I guess not. If it's, you know, if it's going strong, I know that I'm a minority voice in all of this. God forbid we should have some kind of civility in it, or, you know, the because, you know, people, there are people texting in going how much they love the violence, they love the fighting, they love this. The people that I saw cheering on the other side of the glass, you know, I'm hearing from them on our text line this morning, and they think I'm a big wuss, and maybe I am. I just think it should be professional like the other sports. But I really appreciate your input, Phil. You make some good points in explaining it. Thank you very much.
Hey, Dean, one person you might want to talk to if you want to get into the whole the concussion syndrome thing is talk to Carcillo. He was a friend of Montador's, and I think he's kind of following up and with that whole thing.
Sure, and I'm sure John and Troy probably have lots of opinions on it as well. Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it.